like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Mark Sutherland.
This is It's Movie Time. Mark Sutherland, documentarian. There is a rumor that you have been touring this country with a 16-year-old girl. Do we have a Harvey Weinstein situation here?
Well, in dog years, she's in her 90s.
People have been with me for 17 years here. Only once have I ever brought a filmmaker in who hadn't completed the film. I saw the trailer of your new film, Abby's List, a Dogumentary. And having talked to you, I just said we have to warn our Columbus and nation this documentary is coming.
Thank you for having me in, because I realize you don't do this normally, and I'm a big fan of what you do, a big fan of your show, and a big fan of NPR.
Thank you.
And since we're shooting a lot of this in Columbus, it also makes more sense for us to talk about it than if we were just one of another 100 or 1,000 out in Los Angeles.
You bet. Yeah. Local filmmaker.
Well, it came from the heart, and I think that's one of the reasons it's resonating. My dog, Abby, 16-year-old Whippet, at the time she was 15, and she was going downhill fast. Let's not miss an opportunity. Travel across the country. I'd done some directing and producing of network TV, and it quickly became a bucket list for my dog, driving across the country and doing all these over-the-top and wonderful things.
One of the most impressive scenes for me was with a sequoia.
Yes, we drove 7 hours to Sequoia National Forest so she could pee on one of the tallest trees in the world.
What are the challenges you have in making this documentary?
Films are expensive. There's one scene in the film where we literally went to Kroger, cashed in all the change we had, just so we could eat a nice dinner on the road, because we were pretty much out of money. So you have to raise money. And you also just have to have that sort of spirit. Let's go for it. Just live in the moment. The little moments do matter, and we managed to capture those on the film. A lot of the bucket list items are stuff that I'd enjoy. Abby just loves the fact that we're out on the road together.
You recognize this is as much a trip of yours as it is Abby's.
Absolutely, and my journey and the things that I'm figuring out along the way. One of the other reasons I think it's working so well, I did radio for years.
You did.
In fact, I started here in Columbus. I started at WNCI. 92X hired me, WBNS, and then I was off to other cities. And we deal with so much story. Every break is one short story. It's kind of the way I went into this. We can go up and see Sequoia National Forest, which would be beautiful, and most filmmakers would stop there. And I thought, we need something to do. And then because my mind's kind of messed up because of radio, then it was, okay, what ridiculous thing can we do there? The heartwarming thing is, at the edge of the Grand Canyon, you would think that Abby's a dog, she's just going to look out, and it's like, it's just another big hole. And you can see in her eyes that there's something magical in a spiritual sense. She's enjoying it deeply like I am. And those are these unexpected moments that even I didn't think about ahead of time.
Tell me what your experience was at Disney and how this reflects itself now in what you're doing.
I was one of the founders of Radio Disney, so they hired me to build the network and to do afternoons for the first 5 years of the network.
Okay.
So I was behind glass, first in Walt Disney World at MGM Studios, and then they built us a studio in Disneyland under the Rocket Rods.
Okay.
Where people would tap on the glass all day long. I'll never do that at a zoo, by the way. I feel sorry for the animals because I know how it felt for 5 years of this.
It certainly helped you, in a sense, to be able to tell your story.
Gave me a great appreciation for so much of radio is done on a local basis.
Yes.
You learn how to kill it in your own town, but I learned how to kill it on a real big stage with Disney, not just even nationally, but internationally. I understood how the whole animal worked from up here, from 20,000 feet.
Yes. Now, you've been successful in getting funds already. I mean, there's still room for more.
I'm still raising, but I've got enough to finish principal shooting. There are a few different platforms. We used Indiegogo. Abby'sListMovie.com. Our little film has become really big, and now we're talking to people like Disney and the rest of it. Virally, we've just shot through the roof. We posted our trailer about 10 weeks ago. That's up to about 100,000 views, but because the trailer, we're up almost to 4.5 million views in 2.5 months.
Wow.
The best thing to do is to just Google Abby's List, a Dogumentary.
Well, Mark Sutherland, I'm really hopeful for Abby's List. This is a tour of the country that Mark and his lovely dog, Abby, are doing in the documentary.
And we're shooting quite a bit here in Columbus as well.
Right.
And we plan to have a big old premiere here in town.
You owe a revisit to NPR's WCBE 90.5 FM. Do I have your commitment?
Absolutely. Will you come to the premiere?
Kidding me? If you'll allow me to wear my tux.
Yeah, absolutely. The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.